Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The two men charged in a deadly home invasion in Lower Marion last month have been ordered to stand trial on charges including first-degree murder. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert was at the hearing in Narberth.
41-year-old Charles Fulforth and 42-year-old Kevin Roberts will stand trial on murder and related charges, accused of breaking into a home on Meredith Road in Wynwood around 2 a.m. on December 7th. 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio was killed. His mother, 62-year-old Bernadette Gaudio, was shot multiple times. She survived but is paralyzed. Roberts told detectives he didn't have a gun and never went upstairs to the bedrooms where the shootings happened.
Fulforth and Roberts were targeting a home in Bucks County with the same address. Their formal arraignments are scheduled for February 19th. Volunteers from Pennsylvania and South Jersey are heading to Southern California to help families displaced by the massive wildfires there. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the story from the American Red Cross Center in Pensauken.
Hundreds of thousands of people are displaced because of the wildfires. New Jersey Red Cross Regional Executive Rosie Taravella says they have volunteers specializing in a number of valuable skill sets heading over there, and they're prepared to do whatever it takes to help those in need.
This is the stage of a large disaster such as this where when we say all hands on deck, it's really that first 24 to 72 hours when people have left their home and they don't know what to do next.
The Red Cross urges anyone who can make a financial donation to do so in order to help support their relief efforts. The Macy's department store in Center City has celebrated its last holiday season. The iconic store on Market East will close its doors, according to City Councilman Mark Squilla. It's unclear when the store will close. It is one of 65 Macy's locations that the chain has announced will shut down. Macy's is expected to close 85 more in the long term. A 623-foot-long cargo ship got stuck in the Delaware River in Fishtown last night. So the Coast Guard and the crew are now working on plans to move the vessel. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the scene just north of Penn Treaty Park.
The cargo ship Algoma Verity ran aground in the Delaware about 6:30 last night. The water just too shallow for it to float. The National Weather Service says the northwest wind is causing lower levels in the Delaware. The Coast Guard says it was outside the main shipping channel and about a mile north of the Bend Ben Franklin Bridge. Now, the ship is registered in the Bahamas. Officials say it was carrying about 45,000 tons of solar salt, and it was destined for the port in Fairless Hills, Bucks County. A Coast Guard team was able to get on board this morning to coordinate with the crew. The Coast Guard established a safety zone from the Ben Franklin Bridge to the Tioga Marine Terminal, so vessels that needed to get through had to call the Coast Guard an hour ahead of time.
Officials say there are no injuries and no immediate signs of any pollution in the Delaware River. Residents in Chestnut Hills say crosswalks along Germantown Avenue are in such poor condition that it's a matter of time before a pedestrian is seriously injured or worse. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It's an issue that has plagued Chestnut Hill.
I think consistently all up and down Germantown Avenue, there's been problems with pedestrian safety for, I'm sure, more than 10 years.
Ann McNiff, executive director of the Chestnut Hill Community Association, says the paint has worn away from many crosswalks.
Most of them have degraded to the point where they're not visible when you're driving.
And she says she hears almost weekly about people nearly being struck by speeding cars and crumbling asphalt at crosswalks.
McNiff says residents and businesses have a short-term ask for 8 to 10 intersections. A community meeting with City Council member Cindy Bass, the Streets Department, and other officials is scheduled for next Wednesday night at 5:30 p.m. at the J.S. Jenks School. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.